Ο Ασκλέπιος Βέιτα. Story and Grammatical Commentary. Τον δε δικαιόπλην εύρον πρώτου καταγωγίου καθέμενον. Notice that we start with τον, which is an accusative. That is not our subject. Τον δικαιόπλην is not our subject here. It's our object of εύρον. So they εύρον. Εύρον is from ευρίσκω, to find. So they found δικαιόπλης. Καθέμενον is a participle, it's accusative modifying δικαιόπλην. There is no article in front of καθέμενον, so it's an adverbial. It's how they found δικαιόπλης in front of the two καταγωγίου.
Ο δε ως είδε τον παιδε βεβαίως βαδίζονται και βλέποντα.
Now we switch subjects with ο δε, so now δικαιόπλης is our subject. Ως is as or when, so when he saw the παιδα, the accusative, performing the participles βαδίζοντα βεβαίως and βλέποντα, you can tell that both ανέστη and εσπόζητο are both past tense because they both have augments. Ανέ, see the epsilon after the prefix, and εσπόζητο starts with a lengthened first vowel. Ανέστη is an athematic aorist, and εσπόζητο is an imperfect. Notice the epsilon and the root is the same as the first principal part.
Και οφείλτατε πε, εφέ. Άρα αλεθός ορώσε υγέοντα?
So the father begins to ask questions, and they're rhetorical at first. Ορώ, do I see truly you being υγέ, well? Onda is a participle of imi. It's accusative, so the person performing it is se. It's a pronoun, so there's no article in front of it. And so it's ambiguous whether it's attributive or adverbial. In this context, it seems pretty adverbial. Do I see that you are well? And this is a way that they would write indirect discourse.
Ara lethos ekesatosu tous aftamus o theos? Diplis den harin to asclepio apodune.
A kesato is an aorist. We know that because of the long first vowel, probably an augment, and then definitely sigma alpha there, letting us know, sigmatic aorist. So did he truly, he there is the otheos at the end of the sentence. Did the God truly heal the accusative, the eyes, for you? Or you could say dative of possession, if you'd like, your eyes. Then the next sentence starts with the, which expects an infinitive. It is necessary to apodune, to give, that is an aorist infinitive because dune there doesn't have that old reduplication. It doesn't have delta iota, which is the mark of the incomplete stem. So this only has one delta. It's aorist. It's an aorist infinitive. So it's necessary to give much thanks to Asclepio. Okay, and if you've lost track of where we are, we just finished line 5 and we're beginning line 6.
Και προς ιερέα τρεψάμενος.
So turning to the ιερέα, he is going to εφέ.
Αρέξεστι θυσίαν ποιήστε, αρέξεστι και άγαλμα ανεθήνε το Θεό.
XST is like the, it takes an infinitive, so is it necessary to ποιήστε, to make a θυσίαν? And we have it again, XST, and this time Anathene, and Anathene comes from Tithimi, another athematic present. The big clue that we have an aorist is that we don't have that old reduplication with the iota. We don't have tith in there. It's just thene is our root.
O de hieres. Poskaru, XSTsu.
I love that idiom, poskaru, how for no, or of course. Another way to say that would be viveos, certainly.
Aravuli ke mnemion tes akeseos anathine ento hiero?
Vuli might be a little difficult. It's from vulemes, so it's deponent. And so the ending is actually coming from ome I ete, if I'm conjugating the different forms, I, you, he, so that I there, epsilon iota, is second person. So do you want? And then we have the infinitive, anathina, again, to offer up or to set up a mnemion, a memorial for the akeseos, for the healing.
Sumengar tris drachmas mu parados.
The hard word in this sentence is parados, coming from dithomi. Paras, just the prepositional prefix. So the question is, what is those? Well, it doesn't have that old reduplication, the dith, from dithomi. It just has those, it just has the root, though, and then the ending, s. So that is aorist. And that would be an aorist imperative. Give to me 3 drachmas.
Ego de thusian pueso, que menemion anatheso upersu.
Pueso is I will make. And then anatheso, again, coming from that same word, tithimi, anatithimi. We take off the ana, and we just have theso. Well, if you have a theta in a word, and that's about it, as far as the root goes, it's probably coming from tithimi. And it doesn't have that old reduplication. In fact, in the second principal part, in every other principal part, we don't have those mi forms, those weird new endings. They're regular, except for the aorist forms have the kappas instead of sigmas. So theso has that sigma with a primary ending, a non-past ending. So it's future, theso. I will set up a mnemion for you.
Oder dikiopolis amoxas. Tris drachmes legis, feftes dapanes.
And this is kind of fun. We switch back to Thikiopolis, and then we have eumoxas, which we're told is from eumozo, to groan. And that xas ending there, it has the sigma alpha, so you'd think aorist indicative, but it has no augment, has no lengthened letter at the beginning of the word, so it's an aorist participle. So after he groaned, it's an adverbial participle, doesn't have an article, while Thikiopolis does. He says these things. I would have expected more of a present participle. Groaning, you know, as he's groaning, he says these things in a groan. But here we have aorist participle, so probably after he groaned, he says these things. And now if you're skipping around listening, we just crossed line 10 and are in the middle of line 11.
O de yeres. Uthin leis, o antrope. Ugar megale e dapane.
This is an idiom here, uthin leis. Basically, you are saying. Then he also says, u megale. The cost is not great. Notice that megale is in the predicate position. There's no article in front of it, so we don't need the to be verb. So the cost is not great.
Tengar thusian pueso epi mia drachme. Tothe mnemion anatheso epi diun.
The priest breaks down the cost for him here. Pueso, I will make the thusian for mia drachme. And again, we have the anatheso from tithimi, anatithimi, that same word again we saw again. I will set up the mnemion for the yun too. That's a dual form, and that happens only with pairs.
Dos mi'un tris drachmas. Ivuli me atafta puesa.
Dos there is again the imperative of the mi. We saw it before in parados, but now it's just dos, so that is the aorist imperative singular give. And you can look at that in your chart. It's the aorist singular imperative. Give to me 3 drachmas. E, if, vuli again, that's the second person ending, the second person deponent ending. Vuli, if you want me, puesa, the aorist infinitive, to do tafta.
Ode dikiopolis. Alla 3 drachmas ukecho.
This is pretty straightforward, but 3 drachmas ukecho I don't have.
Anergar penes imi. Arduosu arcusin?
And he sums it up with, I am a poor penes man. And then we hear his counter, arduosu arcusi, are 2 implied drachmas sufficient?
Ode yerefs. Esto, 2 arcusin. Ime plion echis.
Esto is an imperative, a third-person imperative, which we haven't learned yet, and we don't have those in English. The closest we can get to it is let something happen, so esto is let it be. to do suffice, e me, unless, or if not, but I think unless is a little more colloquial English, unless you have more. And he's kind of wondering if he really is that poor.
O menun dikiopolis duo drachmes paredokin.
Paredokin is from paradidomi. We saw it before in the command form, parados. Here we have an augment after the prepositional prefix, pare, so we know it's past tense. And then ken there, it's probably not imperfect. This is an aorist. The me verbs, the athematic presents, tend to have kappas instead of sigmas for their aorists. So this is, he gave 2 drachmas.
Ode yerevs ton uperete in kelesas, akelevsin elektriona en enkin.
And then we switch subjects back to the priest, and the main verb there is akelevsin, he commanded, but prior to that we have kelesas, having called his assistant. He commanded him to enenkin, that is the thematic aorist form of pharaoh, pharaoh iso eninka. So this is, he commanded the servant to bring the rooster.
Ke eisamenos aftous proston vomon tein tousia nepuesen.
Here we have another participle. It's an aorist participle. Notice the samenos. So an aorist middle, or it's a deponent verb from eieome. And that takes a dative. So in leading them to the altar, he did the main verb, epuesen the thousian. All right, we finished that paragraph, so now we're at line 20.
O the Philippos. Alla di ke me. F.A. Thuneti. Togar theo ipo noti tusemus astragalus doso.
Now we hear from Philip. The, again, that will take an infinitive, so, but it is necessary to do the infinitive thuneti, to give something. That's the aorist infinitive of didomi again. Ipon is the thematic aorist of lego, for I said to the theo that thoso, that is the future indicative of didomi, I will give my astragalus.
Idu, tutus lavon anathes to theo, ke grapson ento menemio, isu thoki. Οτι ο Φίλιππος τούτους τους αστραγάλους το ασκλεπιό ανέθηκε.
Ιδού is the imperative of βλέπω or οράω. It comes from είδον. So we take off the augment and we have ιδού. So look, λαβών, taking τούτους, taking these, ανάθες, there, that's an imperative, just like those was an imperative. Θες is our imperative of τίθιμη. So place up or offer up to the θεό. Grapson, that has our normal aorist singular imperative ending, son, right on the meneo. Then we have this kind of comment of protecting from presumption, isu doki, if it seems good to you, that o Philippos, tutus tus astragalus, those are all accusative, anetheke, there's our indicative verb, so offered up, that's our aorist indicative of anatithemi, offered up these knuckle bones to Asclepios. And then it finishes with this participle, adverbial participle, echon, having great thanks.
Ode yeres. Alla edeos tafta pueso. Here sigaro theos tutus dexamenos.
The priest responds, pueso, indicative, I will do tafta, these things, eideos, gladly. And then in the next sentence, o theos, the god, rejoices or is glad, the xamenos, receiving these things. We might say in English, to receive these things. I guess it's epexegetical, the xamenos, it's explaining why the theos is glad.
A la nunia, di umas ukade poreveste. Aye de akalutheso, you mean prostas pulas.
The next sentence has the main verb the. It is necessary for you to do this infinitive, poreveste, that's a deponent infinitive, to go ukade home. So go then, akalutheso, I will follow you to the pulas. Okay, on to the next paragraph. That's going to be line 26-27.
Eno de prostaspulas evadiuson.
Eno is an idiom in which time. So while evadiuson, they were walking to the gates.
O hieres to dikeopolidi. Sumin, efe, intes Athenes neosti paresta.
All right, this next sentence has the difficult form of imi, parimi, actually, to be present. Aestha is the past form, second person of that verb. So, you were present, neosti, recently in Athens.
Ipemiun, posechi ta pragmata. Poteron polemos este prostus lacedemonius?
He asks, pos echi ta pragmata, how have the events, how are things, basically? And then whether there will be, este is the future form of imi, whether there will be war against the Lacedaemonians. Or we have another alternative.
Eirenen dunesis thesozin.
Or will you, dunesis the, will you be able to preserve the eirenen, the peace?
De longaristin, otiu corinthiu tus lacedemonius is polemon otrunusin.
The sentence begins with another idiom, de longaristin. It is clear that the corinthiu otrunusin are urging the accusative lacedemonius onto polemon.
Ek thruondes tus Athenaeus.
Ondes is the participle of imi, so being hostile. I would say it's adverbial, so it'd be since they are hostile to the Athenians.
Tinoun gnomen echis. Aradikas ton diaforon elathesusi didone? E polemo tas diaforas dialusande. Malon e logis.
So we finish this paragraph off with the questions. Tina un gnomein echis, what is your opinion? Then we have an idiom after this verb, athelesusi, are they willing? Didona is the present infinitive of didomi. Notice the old reduplication, did at the front of it. So are they willingly to give dikas justice or arbitration of their differences? Or, the A there is the or. Via lusonde, there's our future. Will they resolve, kind of destroy, will they resolve their differences? In polemo, in war, malon A rather than logus, rather than words. Okay, we're on to the next paragraph. That's line 35.
Ode dikiopolis. Palamin ekthruisin u corinthiu, ke min epivulevusin.
Here we have a predicative sentence. The Corinthians isin are, or in context have been, ekthru, hostile, pale, for a long time, since ancient times. And epivulevusin, and plotting against us, almost, nevertheless.
Omos de polemon u pueson de u lacedemoniu. Aigare su hasusin, to ton Athenaeon kratos fovumenu.
So nevertheless, they will not pueson de, they will not make polemon, the Spartans won't do that, for they are always a su hasusin, resting. Or in this context, probably not resting, but at peace, or keeping quiet, or avoiding war. Fovumenu is a participle. Notice there's no article in front of it, so probably adverbial. And I'm going to say logical, since they are fearing the power of the Athenians.
Ode ieres. Al udepo fovunde tus Athenaeus u lacedemoniu.
Notice that the subject is ou lacedemoniou, and tous Athenaeus is in the accusative, so, but they, surely the Lacedaemonians
are not fearing or don't fear the Athenians. Estigar stratos aftus teke tus sumachus megistos de. Operu tolmesusin u Athenaeu antechin kata yein.
This part is a little more difficult, for there is an army, and then we have the date of a possession, to them, and to their sumachus, and to their allies. So we might want to translate this, for they and their allies have an army, stratos megistos, a great army, oper, which, it's a relative pronoun with just per at the end, and then we switch subjects, which the Athenians do not dare to resist on land.
O the Dikeopolis apocrinamenos ipen. Alemestes thalates kratumen. Oste pleona echmen tatu polemu.
So Dikeopolis responds, apocrinamenos, that's a participle, asigmatic participle, notice the alpha but no sigma. So responding says, but kratumen, we rule over the genitive tes thalates, with the result that oste, that's the result that echmen, we have pleona, more ta things of war.
Plista mingar krematastin emin pliste the neis.
Then he enumerates the ta tu polemu. The most money, kremata, there is for us, so we have the most money, and the most ships.
Ukun duneson de mas vlaptin, ude makron polemo nikese. Udun tolmesusin emin epistratefse.
Ukun is just a combination of uk and un, so therefore they will not be able, dunesete, to do the infinitive, to harm us, and nor will they, nikesa, be able to conquer or win a makron polemon, a long war, and nor, therefore, will they, tolmesusin, dare to attack, to wage war against us.
O de, yeron, sumen delosi, tete se poli malapistevon keto krati aftes.
And the old man seems to be setting up Dikeopolis here. You are thelos, you are confident with respect to your native city, believe, trusting much, believing much. And again, the dative, you are confident with respect to her power.
Dia tuto mintiu os emu yed doki. Polemon puesonde u lacedemoniu.
And here is where he turns the argument around on Dikeopolis, because he says, the atuto, through this, because of this very argument, the, what you've already asserted, the power of the Athenians, os emuge doki, as it seems to me, the Lacedaemonians puesonde will wage war.
Diotito ton Athenaeon kratos for vumenu. Ukethelesus hyperioran afto afxanomenon.
The oti is because fovumenu, fearing the object, the to kratos, the power of the Athenians, ukethelesus, they do not wish to perioran, to see it increase, or as increasing as a participle.
Omos de hereso, eansu min orthos genoscon fanes, ego de amartanon.
And then he leaves Dikeopolis a way out here. He says, nevertheless, omos, nevertheless, hereso, I will rejoice, ean, and that takes a subjunctive which we haven't learned yet, fanes. If you are proved, if you are manifest, knowing right, so if you are proved to be right, and I am Artano, and I am wrong, and actually that could be, and I am sin, and I am in sin, or I err. That's a participle there, so if it becomes manifest, you knowing rightly, and me erring.
Eide de estas pulas paresan, Hierinun ton hieronda kalefsandes. Ote dikiopolis ke opes eporevondo.
And we finish off this section of the story with just some narration. So, and already they are present at the gates. Hierin kalefsandes, so saying, commanding joy or saying goodbye then to the hieronda. And we have our subjects here, O Dikeopolis and the Pes, Eporevondo, they were going. That's it for the story. Now, don't think that you're finished. It's important that you not just assent to how the story should be translated. It's important that you work through it a number of times now that you've done the work of understanding what it means. This is basically the prerequisite for learning. It really is important that you go back and read it on your own. In fact, I would recommend listening to the recording without commentary and working through it until you feel comfortable with it. And at that point, you've truly done the work of this chapter. Keep up the good work.